going to have in Terry Cook, who is Haley's grandfather. And Terry came to school at Appleby School when he was...
Five.
Five?
Yep.
Yep.
When did you go to Appleby School?
I went to Appleby School in 1951.
And Terry, you said something happened to the old classroom.
Yes.
Can you tell the children
yes.
about
that? In about 1963, and I think the old school was pulled down. My father actually pulled it down and rebuilt part of it on the farm as a shed. As a shed. It's still there today, but it's in fairly bad repair. It's falling down a little.
How did you get to school?
I actually rode the bike from home. Not at the beginning, and I can't remember exactly, but as I was a child, I obviously didn't ride from the first day I left, but it wasn't long before I was riding the bike, and I had to ride over the old Appleby School Bridge, Appleby Bridge, which was the one before it's there now, and it was quite frightening when the river was in flood, the water was right under the boards, and there was only a low side on it as well, and you could just see this water flying through, and it was quite frightening. But yes, I rode all my time by bicycle. School.
Was the bridge very narrow then? Like it's scarily narrow now.
Well, it was scarily narrow then, but it was wooden as well. From memory,
was it two lanes?
I think it was only one lane.
Yeah.
And my memory I had was these big log trucks wanting to get over there as well.
What did you do at playtime?
We used to go out and we'd play, and I'd come out sometimes covered in mud as well. I was the young fellow that had the mud on, and I thought what we were like when we would be out there playing scrag, or and that was a game like touch rugby, but it was a little bit more serious. And we played soccer and anything else that was going, in rugby, and that was the main thing we did in the tennis courts there. And of course, the swimming pool was there as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was a thing we used to have to get used to empty it each week and scrub it rather than use chlorine at the time.
The same pool though?
The same pool. Yeah. We used to scrub the walls in it every week, and that was a Friday job.
Right.
Because,
so the kids had to scrub it?
Yep.
Wow. Terry,
there was no filtration or anything on it in those days, for in chlorine. I think they did use chlorine, but it didn't. It had to be cleaned pretty regularly. Mm.
Did you ever get
distracted on the cat? Yes. I had a cotton reel in my hand, and I was throwing it to different people, and I gave it a real good heave and went clean through the window and up the old school, and I got caught in, and the headmaster then was Mr. Lidicate, gave me the strap for that, and I can remember that quite, and I was only been at school about a month or two, and I was really little, and I really that actually frightened me immensely, to be quite honest. Yes, I can. I can remember learning. It was more a repetitive sort of learning on reading. We learned, we had to read the same lines until we knew them and things like that. And spelling. And spelling tests and things like that. But it was mainly just, yes we did, yes I learned to read. Not as well as I'd like to read though. I didn't read, I can read, but not as well as I'd like to.
Do you remember doing homework at primary school?
Yes, I do. I was more interested in the pursuits around the farm than with the homework, but I did do homework.
Did you have fires or heaters?
Fires?
Yeah, or heaters.
To keep warm.
In the classroom?
Yes. I don't remember what we had in the little room, but in the big room they had a big pot belly thing with a big frame around so you can get burnt on it, and that was going, but they were quite cold. But I can't remember what we had in the little one. I think we had the same thing there. I think we had one in each room.
But Dad, was there anything that you used to get when you arrived at school in the morning?
Well, we got a bottle of milk. For morning, we had a bottle of milk. At morning break, which was around about partway through the morning.
Morning tea,
sorry. Morning tea, yeah. A bottle of milk, and it had a little wooden cardboard cap on it.
Right, well that was very, very interesting. Thank you so much for coming in, Terry.
It's nice to talk to someone who actually went to the school.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it with the children. There's a lot of, you know, very good questions, I think, too, and a lot of interest, you know, from the children. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, no, it was very good.
Thank you, Terry.